I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. On behalf of all of us here at Middle Below and Tin Can Audio, we hope you are staying safe and healthy during these extraordinary and strange times. We're all okay over here, keeping our spirits high, as we found that's the best way to keep them calm. We had plans to record season 2 of our show this summer, but it appears we picked an unfortunate time to double the size of our cast. We're doing our best to try and reschedule, but it seems that we may be a while. So, we say a lot on this show about how bad things will happen. What we don't say is that they'll pass, and that we'll get through them. To that end, please enjoy this special Middle Below episode, recorded while we were under lockdown here in the UK. Middle Below is rated PG and contains mild threat and mild language. Wow, this is so much easier to do when the others aren't around. Enjoy.
Middle Below.
Hello?
Hi, Heather.
Taylor?
Yeah, hi.
Sorry, what? Why are you calling me?
No reason, I just thought I'd give you a call.
When have you ever given me a call?
Well, never, but I thought I should give you
a call. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you, that's all.
Okay. It sounds not talking to you.
No, she's not.
What did you do?
I did nothing. I was just... Not the ceramic urns!
I was meaning to ask you about those.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter now.
So, what's up?
Well, other than Sans pointedly smashing my collection of ceramic urns... I'd say I'm good.
They are empty ceramic urns, right?
Of course they're empty. Why would I...
Well, I was just asking. You know, you do talk to the dead for a living.
Yeah, that's a fair point. How are you?
I'm okay. Not much really happening right now.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, other than the usual, of course, you know, classes, staring at a blank sheet of paper, talking to Neil.
Talking to Neil?
Who's... Neil, my cat!
Oh, yeah, your cat, sorry. Oh, of course. It's just a weird name for a cat. I'm trying to, can't get my head around it. Meow. I thought you weren't talking to me. Meow. Oh, anyway, what were you saying?
Just nothing really happening right now.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, I haven't really heard from...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, I'm here.
Sorry, it's just there was a really weird noise.
Yeah, no, I heard it too.
Weird. What is that?
I don't know.
Hello?
Gil?
Taylor? Heather? What are you doing here?
What are we doing here?
Gil, what on earth are you doing in the phone line?
The what?
The phone line? We're talking on the...
Oh, hang on. I think we should dial this back a bit. Gil, where do you think you are?
Here.
Be more specific.
Right here.
Wow.
I'm pointing.
What's around you?
Now you mention it. Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
Nope. Not a thing.
But you can hear us.
Yep. Quite clearly. Where are you guys?
We are in the middle.
Really? How?
You're in our phone call.
Am I?
Seems to be.
Wow. That's pretty weird. I wonder...
What?
That's what... Makes sense.
Gil!
Maybe. No.
Gil!
What? Oh, sorry. Thought I saw something there.
What did you see?
Nothing, as it turns out.
Gil, how are you in our phone call?
I think it might have something to do with that spirit I was trying to find.
You went to find a spirit without us?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they just need a ghost pal. None of that dramatic stuff you guys normally do.
Bit rude, but okay.
What happened?
It was this strange sort of place. Lots of wires in a wall. It was a very big old building.
Sounds like a telephone exchange.
I wasn't finished.
I was thinking out loud.
You're on the phone, Taylor.
I know, we're on the... Sorry. Carry on.
Anyway, it was this big old building, and there was a strange presence there. I couldn't tell if it was malevolent or not. I floated through the place looking for them.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, you stopped talking and then you just started saying hello.
I was doing a flashback.
Gil, you do realise this conversation is costing me money by the minute.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, I floated around and I found them behind a locked door in one of the smaller rooms.
A locked door?
I still haven't finished.
Sorry, just thinking out loud again. Forgot I was on the phone. Sorry, again. Keep going. Oh, yeah. Meow. Not now, Sans. Meow. Yep, that was the wrong thing to say.
They were in there. I said, hello. And before I could say anything else, they sent me here. Wherever here is. I'm done now.
Okay, Taylor, I'm coming over.
Whoa, wait.
What?
Don't hang up the phone.
Why not?
Okay, look, I don't know how this works, but if you hang up, the line gets disconnected, and I'm not sure we'll be able to get Gil back.
Well, won't this be costing you a load of money?
Yes, it will, but I will take that over losing Gil.
Aw, thank you. Wait.
What?
Does this mean I'm in actual peril?
Seems so.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold and then come over. Sit tight, Gil.
I'll try. I mean, there's not really seats or anything, but I suppose I could float on the... Well, there's not even a ground. It's a complex thing you've asked me to do here, Heather.
Well, I hope she gets here soon. That beep is going to get annoying very quickly.
I've never really been in peril before. It's usually you guys.
You're going to be okay, Gil.
Oh, I know. It's quite exciting, actually.
Right, yeah, we should probably talk about that later, shouldn't we?
Probably, yeah.
Or now.
Now is also good.
I mean, I guess it's quite hard to be in peril when you're a ghost.
That's true. Death is a much less scary prospect after you've been through it once.
I just realised I've never asked you about that.
What?
Death.
What about it?
What's it like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
And that'll be why I've never asked you about that.
It's quite strange, this. Being stuck in a phone line.
Really?
Yeah, it's so... nothing. It's just darkness. I can hear you, but when you're not talking, it's almost like you're not here.
Huh.
Hello?
Hi, Heather.
Yeah, the subway's closed for the night. Sorry, I forgot it was a Sunday.
Why? What happens on Sunday?
The subway, it closes at 7 p.m. rather than 11 p.m.
Huh. That seems like quite the disparity.
Yeah, you're telling me. Look, I can try and get a taxi, but I don't know how long I'm going to be.
No need. I think I may have worked this out.
Well then, I guess I'll just walk back to mine then. Great, thanks. Not like I put a bra on for this or anything.
Sorry.
Look, what's going on?
There's a fourth person in this call.
Sans?
Fifth person.
How many ceramic urns do you have?
Just the one now.
The spirit from the telephone exchange.
The spirit that put Gil in the phone line must logically also be in here too.
Is it the voice on the phone?
I don't think they have the ability to be quiet this long.
Oh, Taylor, I think it might be more than one spirit.
Really?
I think it's a party line.
Oh wow, well they really still exist.
Down here they do.
So, you going to do your thing now?
My thing.
Yeah, you know the thing you do. You know, when you talk to the ghosts and you try and help them, your thing.
My... Yes, I guess.
Okay, hold on then. Wait.
What? What for?
Well, I'm just sitting down and I want to listen. Hang on. I just gotta avoid this little wet patch on the floor. I don't know if it's yellow and strange and... Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'm speaking to the spirit listening to this phone line. My name is Taylor Quinn. It's nice to meet you. I've known many spirits who are just like you, alone, isolated, trapped. I know how terrible that can be, especially when you have no one to talk to. I also know how scary the outside world can be, especially once you get used to being on your own. I hear you, and I'm listening. My friend Heather is also listening. When I met her, I didn't really like going outside, but she helped me, and she's still helping me. My friend Gil is also listening. He is a ghost, just like you. You still there, Gil?
Yep.
My friend Gil is going to help you. Right, Gil?
You bet.
But he can't do that if he's trapped in the phone line with us.
I mean, I could try, but...
If you let him out of the phone line, he will help you. I will help you. and my friend Heather will help you. How does that sound?
Oh, I think that worked.
You still there?
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. You near home?
Pretty near. Just gonna drop by the shop, get a little bit of chocolate before I head home.
Nice. I'm sorry you had to leave the flat for, well, nothing, really.
Yeah, it's okay. Fresh air did me some good. And I got chocolate.
I mean, you're still welcome to come over. You know, I mean, I've got chocolate here as well.
I know, it's just...
Sandy didn't most of it, but...
Well, no, and Kat shouldn't eat chocolate. God, get that off.
Hello?
Gil?
Are you still in the phone line?
No. No, I'm back in the below. Can I call you with my mind now?
Oh, no.
And on that note, I think
no.
I'd better be going.
No, I...
Bye, Heather.
I haven't got more to talk about. We need to talk about... Wait! Hello?
I can call you with my mind. This is amazing. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Taylor, you think you've heard me so much, but now I can call you from my mind. I don't have to come to your flat. Can I call Sans? I wonder if I can call Sans. Can I call Sans?
Middle Below featured the voices of David Devereaux as Taylor, Charlotte Ryder as Heather, David Pellow as Gil the Ghost, and Megan Bucky Buchanan as Sans the Cat. We'd like to thank our background ghosts for this episode, Roger Best, Erica Stensrud, Deathstar, Maddie Sainsbury, and Kelly Bear. Thank you. Middle Below is a Tin Can audio production. It was written and produced by David Devereaux, with additional sound design by Martin Rowbottom. We wish to remind our listeners to wash their hands. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.